In a year of harsh realities and uncertainty, the one thing that kept me grounded was the company of several enormous spruce pines attached at the roots and at least 5 stories high. I believe they are of the common spruce family. It's hard to say if there is one tree or two. Like conjoined twins, this entanglement of spruce sits at a far corner on the historic Eustace Estate in Milton, Massachusetts. I made it my goal to visit the spruce family and memorize a poem by Mary Oliver called Trees, an exercise I haven't done since memorizing a Shakespeare sonnet in high school. Like then, it took some effort, even more now, but I was pleased in the end. It's hard to measure the girth of these sturdy gals. With their wide trunks, 7 and 10 feet around, this spruce grove is like a pair of best friends bolstering me after a heartbreak. Sometimes I'd rest my forehead on one branch too large to wrap my arms around and weep with grief or gratitude, depending on the day. We no longer live nearby, and I miss them, but at least I know one poem by heart.